And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. 1 Corinthians 15. I quoted this verse a lot over the years, and it's in today's devotional, but I wanted to show you something that I think is sort of life-giving. He's talking about, in verse 56, the sting of death is sin, the power of sin is the law. And so when he refers to victory in verse 57, we always quote that at funerals, but it's not just about death. It's victory over death and the power of sin. And the power of sin is something we deal with every day. Once our physical death happens, that's not something we have to deal with anymore. But he says in verse 56 again, the sting of death is sin, the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And you have to remember that's the same writer, Paul, who in Romans chapter 7 is talking about his own struggle. Though his heart wants to do God's will, he finds in his own personal struggle, he's not able to seem to overcome it or have victory. And his final statement of frustration and despair is, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death? And then he gives the statement, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Same thing here, but thanks be to God who gives us life, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so God our Father's desire and design for us on earth is to have victory. In our death, we will have victory. But also on earth, in our struggle with the power of sin, we're to have victory. And just as Paul said, who's going to set me free from this body of death or wretched man them? He says, thanks be to God through a person, through Jesus Christ our Lord, that he realized that his freedom is going to come through a person. And in this passage he said, God the Father's gift of victory to us is through a person. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory comes through the person Christ. And as believers, of course, we know that Christ is in us, our only hope of glory. 2 Corinthians 13, don't you know that Christ lives in you if you're a genuine Christian? That's the acid test. That's the mark. Does Jesus Christ live in you? And so when he says the scripture, the way it's written, it would be, but thanks be to God who gives, so that's a gift, is the word, as a gift, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the encouraging thing is here is that God gives us. It's not something that we earn. It's not something that we have to work for. It's that he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The other thing about this scripture that's enlightening, that's encouraging, that's life-giving, is that this is written in a tense that means he's continually will give us the victory. It's a continuation. It's an ever-present reality. It's one of those wonderful present tenses. It's something he continually will do. But the way it's written here would be, it seems as if, okay, God's offering you victory as a free gift continuously through the person of Christ. And so our job is to, by faith, bring that victory into our experience. It's there. It's in the person of Christ. It's offered to us. It could be written, thanks be to God, who shall give us the victory, who will give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But it's even better than that. There's a word that's left out there that would explain the grammar, which explains what God's trying to say better. There's one translation called the Young's Literal Translation that does the best job of translating it into how they read it when they saw it. The early believers, when they read this, they said, this is what it says. And this says this, but thanks be to God who is continually giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Who is giving? Not who gives, who offers, who shall, who may, but who is giving right now. That's a present tense reality. It means it's going on right now, continually. Jesus Christ living inside of you is your victory, is victorious in you right now. It's happening right now. What the enemy would have us to believe is, as good as the other way sounds, is that we're in a place and we're fighting for victory. That he offers us victory, he offers us the free gift, and by faith we're to pull that victory into our experience. Here we are in the battle. Let's pull this victory into our experience. Let's fight for that victory. When the truth is, you're standing in victory. Victory's happening in you right now. The victorious Jesus is being victorious in you right now. That's the truth. What faith does is faith simply claims that. Faith simply rejoices in that. Faith simply rests in that. It's not trying to get something. The enemy would have you to believe that your fight is to get something that he offers instead of resting in something that's happening in you right now. You see, it says again in Ephesians chapter 1 that the church is the fullness of him who's filling all right now. He's in all. See, what faith does is recognize. Faith doesn't make anything so. Faith rests in the reality that something is so because he's said it. And in doing that, it becomes real in your conscious experience. If there's a river flowing in you, or if you're standing in grace, you don't have to pray for God to give you the grace that he offers right now. You're standing in the grace right now. And so what you do, instead of asking for victory, believing that you'll get victory, you start resting and believing that you have victory. And the way that works is really simple. How does he start off the scripture, this verse? What does faith look like? Thanks be to God, who's giving me the victory right now through Christ who lives inside of me. You don't try to get victory. You don't pray for victory. You don't plead for victory. You recognize that the victorious one is living inside of you right now, and you thank him for it. Thanks be to God, who's giving me the victory right now through the Lord Jesus Christ, who's living in me right now. That may sound like a subtle difference, but it's the world of difference. The difference between resting in faith, rejoicing in faith, and pleading and begging and hoping in faith. It's in you. He's in you. It's happening right now. You know, it's kind of like that place in Romans 5, that one of my life verses. You know, that through the transgressions of the one, Adam's sin, death reigned through the one, much more. Those who are now receiving the abundance of grace and are receiving the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one Christ Jesus. The gift of righteousness is yours. It's happening. It's in you. The abundance of grace is in you. We just have to receive it. And do you know that word receive, what it really means? Its first meaning is take hold of, lay hold of, take. It's not like, you got it, now would you give it to me? No, I got it, so I'm receiving it. Amen? Thanks be to God who is giving you the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.